Elected officials in a western Massachusetts city say they've struck a blow against the inhumane breeding of dogs. A local pet store is threatening a lawsuit. The city of Springfield has put on the books a ban on the retail sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits sourced from commercial breeders. The so-called puppy mill ordinance was unanimously approved by the city council and signed by Mayor Dominic Sarno, according to the mayor's spokesman. Councillor Melvin Edwards, the lead sponsor, said it came about out of concern for animals coming to pet stores from high-volume commercial dog breeders.
We take the vote to pass this and get the clock starting on creating a more safer environment for both the consumer and the animals that exist in the city of Springfield.
The city's director of animal control, Pam Peebles, endorsed the ordinance.
This really would just help Springfield to really become progressive and take a step towards being an even more humane community.
She said it would stop a pipeline from puppy mills to retail pet stores.
Bottom line, this is about profit for the retail pet industry.
There is only one store in Springfield that sells animals. It is the Puppy Place, located in a strip mall on Boston Road.
There is no language in here that allows for the grandfathering of an extension of the enforcement of this ordinance. In 90 days, the sale, retail sale by a commercial entity would cause for a fine of $300 per violation.
Edwards said the ordinance does allow shops to display for adoption animals that come from either a public animal control shelter or an animal rescue group.
This does not stop people who want to breed their own animals or be our established breeders, private breeders, to work and operate within the boundaries of the city. This only addresses the retail sale.
In an interview, Katie Kelleher, the office manager for the Puppy Place, said the store has been targeted by animal rights activists and maligned in sensationalized media accounts of people who said they bought puppies there that turned out to have health problems.
We're a responsible pet shop. We care about our animals. We do our very best to buy from responsible breeders.
She said the store plans to petition the city within the next 20 days to repeal the ordinance.
If that doesn't work, and they refuse to allow us to stay, we're going to sue the city.
Before the council's unanimous vote, city lawyer Tom Moore said he believes the ordinance will hold up to a legal challenge.
When you're operating a business, you're subject to changes within the law and operating your business in accordance with those changes. So that's the way I think the council's approaching this, and it's a reasonable approach.
According to the Animal Legal Defense Fund, hundreds of municipalities and several states have enacted retail pet sale bans. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.